a Labor Day focus on fixing the labor market.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson, in for Bill Radke. President Obama heads to Wisconsin today for a Labor Day rally with union workers, and the president is expected to push a new plan to get job growth going. $50 billion in new infrastructure spending, as in railways, roadways, and airports. The president is also expected to lay out plans this week to permanently extend a research and development tax credit for businesses. The price tag on that one, $100 billion over 10 years. Well, consolidation looks like it will continue in the airline industry. You've probably heard about the United Continental merger that was recently given the green light by the Justice Department. And just a few months ago, British Airways agreed to take over the Spanish carrier, Iberia. Well, now British Airways says it plans to go on a merger binge. And for more on this binge, we're joined live from London by Marketplace's Stephen Beard. Good morning, Stephen.
Hello, Jeremy.
Well, any idea who British Airways has its eye on?
Not really. I mean, BA says it had a list of 40 possible targets. It's whittled that down to 12, but it won't say exactly which 12. Analysts here speculate it may include American, which it has an alliance with, and Qantas, but above all, carriers in the fast-growing emerging markets like China and India.
Aha. Now, Stephen, airlines are not the first companies that I think of when I think of companies that are flush with cash. Can British Airways afford to do this now?
Well, Laurie Price, an aviation analyst with consulting firm Mock McDonald, says BA can't afford not to merge.
If BA is to continue to grow, develop, and dare I say even survive, it is going to have to form part of a much larger grouping. The industry has got to consolidate. You've got too many airlines chasing too little traffic.
But this won't be a cakewalk for BA. The real prize would undoubtedly be merging with a successful carrier in a fast-growing market like China or India. But why should such an emerging carrier, if I can put it that way, want to be swallowed up by this lumbering great Western airline? Analysts say Chinese or Indian carriers might be better off merging with small dynamic airlines in their own backyard.
Okay, Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Thanks, Stephen.
Okay, Jeremy.
And let's check the world's stock markets. In Europe at this hour, stocks are up less than 1%. Asian markets closed up about 2%. Markets here in New York are closed for the holiday. The Dow finished last week at 10,447. That's up about 300 points for the week. Well, the nation's retail industry is hoping the holiday today will mean big receipts. It's been a tepid back-to-school shopping season so far, and Marketplace's Janet Babin reports stores are pushing special promotions today in hopes of changing that.
Retailers traditionally use the Labor Day weekend to gauge the collective mood of consumers. Purchases made now can set the pace for sales until the end of the year. Marshall Cohen is chief retail analyst at the NPD Group. He says this year, many consumers delayed back-to-school buying, so retailers have even more riding on Labor Day holiday sales figures.
You know, in some cases, back-to-school and this Labor Day weekend can represent almost up to 20 to 25% of their yearly business.
With shoppers holding back in June and July, some of that pent-up demand might be unleashed today as shoppers look for Labor Day bargains. Senior retail analyst John Morris with BMO Capital Markets says many stores have rolled out aggressive sales and deals.
The retailers really know that they've got to speak the language of the consumer, which is really all about promotions and markdowns.
That said, Morris says deeper discounts will likely appear in late September and October. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, committed to customer service with the option to reach a human being at any time at 877-247-ALLY by pressing 0.
Over the weekend, the video rental chain Redbox says it rented out its 1 billionth DVD. It's something of an accomplishment considering Redbox was started just 6 years ago and the company has no stores. My colleague Bill Radke sat down with the president of Redbox, Mitch Lowe.
Redbox, you've seen their red movie rental kiosks at your local grocery store, drugstore, fast food restaurant. How's it feel to see Blockbuster go bankrupt?
Well, not good at all. You know, we got into this business as customers ourselves who love to rent movies, love to watch movies. It doesn't give us any great feelings to see other retailers being challenged.
Your big competitor now is Netflix, which rents movies and TV shows through the mail and streams them online. If I can get a movie online, why should I go to one of your kiosks?
Well, a lot of it is because of the convenience. You know, now, you know, everybody goes grocery shopping, everybody goes to the drugstore and convenience store. You're not always thinking about movies, but when you walk by one of our red boxes, you get an impulse urge to rent a movie. So in a way, what we're doing is expanding the consumption of film.
Now, Netflix has a much bigger library of movies than Redbox does. Why is that?
Well, what we did when we looked at the business is we looked at what are people really renting. You know, only about 140 titles a year get into the theatrical box office. And so those were the films that we knew people wanted to see, were talking about at the water cooler. And those were the films we began focusing on.
Blockbuster says after they save a bunch of money in bankruptcy, they're going to focus on online streaming and kiosks. Are they going to rise from the grave and grab you?
I hope so. I hope they find a solution that works. You know, meanwhile, the folks at Redbox, we think that we are years ahead of anybody else in the kiosk space. And so we're very confident of our future there.
Mitch Lowe is president of Redbox. Mitch, it's been great talking to you. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Bill.
And finally, on this Labor Day, a note about one of the most famous workers in the country, Stephen Slater, that JetBlue flight attendant who went on a profanity-laced tirade against at least one of the passengers on his flight last month and then popped the emergency exit and took off down the slide with a beer at JFK. Well, Stephen Slater has left JetBlue. He quit last week. That's right, he quit. So I guess as hard as it may be to work for an airline these days, it's apparently even harder to get fired. We are always online at marketplace.org. This is the Marketplace Morning Report in New York. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.